There, a band of woods looks forward to happening. Just any old player you know, all he needs is rating. Time is education. Tell you it's a sophistication. To be a little longer time. The universe needs to be a little stronger. Time, they say it ends. I roam this great big town, wondering where can my baby be? Is there no love for me? Rolling like a pebble in the sand, out in the cold and rain, needing one word of sympathy. Why must I always be rolling like a pebble in the sand, trying to find my way, hoping the road will lead me back to her arms someday. When night shadows fall, my heart cries out in misery. Why did she set me free? Rolling like a pebble in the sand. Shadows fall, my poor heart cries out in misery. Why did she set me free? Rolling like a pebble in the sand.
Yes, it's me, Matt Fivesh, and Andy Breckman. Been filling in for Irwin today, and now I'm here to explain to you in reverse chronological order what songs you heard in that last set of the program, or what we call back announcing in the radio industry. Charles Brown finishing it up with Rolling Like a Pebble in the Sand, Sly and the Family Stone. See that 10 times fast. Time from There's a Riot Going On. Joe Higgs did My Baby Still Loves Me. Taj Mahal with Satisfied and Tickled Too. Before that, I was just watching Rio Bravo on YouTube here in the studio, and I thought I would just put the sound on. Why not? Dean Martin, accompanied by Ricky Nelson, and then Walter Brennan jumps in there on the harmonica, too. My Rifle, My Pony and Me, and Cindy. Speedy West with West of Samoa. Nat King Cole in Espanol with perfect enunciation and not-so-good pronunciation. Quizás, 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 and at the top of the last set, from that Dust to Digital excavated shellac set, it was Giovanni Vicari with Rose d'Italia. It's WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and all over the world on the World Wide Web at WFMU.org. Stay tuned if you dare for 7 Second Delay. We'll be right back. the Kinks or the Yardbirds?
Or the Yardbirds or the Kinks?
The Kinks or the Yardbirds?
Or
the Yardbirds?
The Yardbirds.
Or the Kinks?
Or the Kinks.
I can't do this.
I can do it.
You can do it for a whole hour? A whole other hour?
No, I can't. No, you're right.
You know, we only have 14 listeners left after last week. We have to cherish them and nurture them.
Do they count if they're deaf?
That's so funny you said that. One of them is deaf, legally deaf.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
So we have 13 real listeners.
Yeah. Can you stop chewing your gum?
Oh, I'm sure I could. Oh, my God. That would be so easy.
Yeah, you want
all I'd have to do is remove it from my mouth.
Or swallow it.
Yeah. Oh, sure, I could do that.
What do you do? Do you swallow?
I don't know. I have no intention of doing either. You see, I don't listen to what the man tells me to do. When the man tells me to zig, you know what I do, Ken?
I believe you zag.
No, I zig, but I give him a kind of a stern, annoyed look.
Yeah.
While I zig.
You give him the evil eye while
he zigging. Knows. He knows I'm not happy zigging. He knows if I was just a few inches taller, I'd tell him what's what.
Yeah, because you have a couple of other options besides zigging.
What could I do?
You could stop.
Yeah, that's true. I could run the other way.
Or you could zag.
When the man tells me to zig, I run the other way.
While giving him the evil eye.
Well, I'm wearing sunglasses. He doesn't know I'm giving him the eagle eye. The man, I'm not going to lie to you, mm-hmm. He scares me. He intimidates me.
Yeah, well, he's
the man.
He's got those mirrored lenses.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
The Yardbirds.
Are you sure?
We can't go down that rabbit hole. The Kinks or that rabbit hole?
Rabbit hole.
Yeah, I would say the rabbit hole.
Is this
did
Sam?
Did you guys do this stick about the man telling you to zig and like you do it in a sarcastic way?
No, we did the zig bit.
Hey.
Yeah, did that go well?
Do you think
it went great?
Wait, let's bet a dollar. Do you think there's a band out there named the Rabbit Hole?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of that band?
Nope.
But do you think it exists?
I'm sure it must.
How could you verify that?
I could Google for the Rabbit Hole Band.
You think they're on the internet? You think they're that good? They passed the internet audition?
Yeah.
Okay, the Rabbit Hole. I bet there's not. I bet that name is available.
Rabbit Hole QC Band.
What's that QC mean?
I don't know.
Quality control.
There we go, on Facebook, Rabbit Hole the Band.
Oh, there you go. Fine.
I bet there's a band called the Rabbit Hole that's not on the internet.
And then we have Rabbit Hole is a four-piece rock band from Lowell, Massachusetts.
Four-piece. I hope they rehearse to get four pieces to sync together. That's not easy to do.
A lot of bands have done songs called the Rabbit Hole.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's rabbitholeband.com.
Oh, there you go. All right, fine. Withdrawn, or I owe you money or whatever.
Wow. You want to know the name of Rabbit Hole, the band's harmonica player?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Tim Corcoran.
No.
Okay.
Why would you guess that?
Just a random name?
Ziggy.
Oh, Ziggy.
Ziggy Johnson.
Oh, that was, okay, I'm not going to lie to you. It wasn't my next guess. It was like my fifth guess.
Well, that's why I brought it up, because you just did the Ziggy.
My second guess, Ziggy Corcoran.
The Zig bit. Is there anything you would like to ask Sam the appraiser for?
No. Thanks for calling, Sam.
Sorry, Sam.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Hey, Sam, if you want a cameo from us.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe this person online, too, would like.
I miss him already.
A cameo.
Wait, we should explain what we're doing.
Yes.
We're offering, you know what Cameo is, Ken, right?
I do. I'm on it. Yeah, I'm on it.
Wait, I've been invited to do it.
Yeah.
Should I join them?
It's too late for this show.
Why?
But we're doing our own thing.
I know. Okay, so our thing is sort of our makeshift.
Yeah.
Do-it-yourself cameo.
Poor man's cameo.
Poor man's cameo. And basically the rules are you pledge money to WFMU. How can they do that, by the way?
Just go to WFMU.org and click on donate.
And you'll take their money?
I will.
You have no qualms about that?
No.
Okay.
So WFMU.org, click on donate, and for every dollar you donate, we will do we will do that many seconds. We will do a cameo of your choice for that length of time.
Right,
for example, a $10 donation gets you a 10-second Andy and Ken cameo. We will do
happy birthday, happy anniversary,
a greeting. You can hold. You can record it on your computer or on your phone.
I'm sorry, we got to let you go.
Yeah, we can. That's pretty much our specialty, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have a lot of experience.
Yep.
Letting people go
hasn't been a good fit.
We can break up your band. We can tell your drummer he's out of the band.
I want my freedom. I think.
Oh, I'm breaking up. That's right. We'll break up with your wife of 12 years.
I think we should
happy
see
to
other
do
people.
It. Yeah, I think I'd like an open marriage, darling.
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
Well, do we do it all?
How about it's not you, it's Ken Friedman?
Yeah,
we can
do that too.
We can do that too. We will record a greeting, a happy anniversary, Shabbat Shalom. We can do Shabbat Shalom.
Oh, yeah, I'm really good at those. All those years hanging out with Nachum Siegel.
Maybe the anniversary of your father's death.
Uh-huh.
Or your mother's death, the yard site of your...
Happy anniversary.
Happy yard site.
Happy yard site.
Yeah.
So we're ready.
So you all you have to do, so step one, you pledge money, WFMU.org, go to donate. You pledge $10, we'll do a 10-second cameo. You can record it. You can play it for your friends. If you have a friend who's a fan of the show, or if you have a family member who's a fan of the show, we can personalize a cameo for you. So pledge money and then give us a call on the air, 201. I can't quite read your writing there.
209-9368.
201-209-9368.
All right, let's go to the phones.
No one's done that already.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I can't believe I got on the show.
I can't believe it either.
I'll tell you why that's funny. There's no one else even. Not only is no one else calling, there's no one else thinking of calling.
Tonight.
Well, you didn't even believe that he was going to be on the phone, so...
It's the Yardbirds, by the way.
The Yardbirds.
No, it's not the Yardbirds.
It's not the Yardbirds.
It's the Kinks. It's the Kinks.
Yeah.
But have you donated money? Would you like a cameo?
I'm a swag for lifer, so...
See, this is
so
the problem.
That's the problem? So
yeah,
we can't milk him. We can't milk them for another $10. You don't think?
No. Go ahead, milk them.
Well,
because
I'm like,
don't you want to?
Right now, and I'm hands free, and can't really do the credit card thing while I'm driving.
You want to trust this guy to pledge $10 when he gets home?
Sure.
I think I could do that.
Okay, so you swear on your mother's eyes that you will pledge $10 later this evening.
Why not?
What if his mom's blind?
Well, then he's found a loophole, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
He could just skate through life, swearing on his mother's eyes. If he's arrested for anything, he can go to court and say, instead of putting my hand on the Bible, may I swear on my mother's eyes?
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Yeah, hello, 20 minutes of straight-up perjury.
Well, if I'm the bailiff, he won't get away with that.
No, it's too late. Yeah, right. The odds are you're not going to be the bailiff.
Probably not. I've never bailiffed before.
Even if you did apply for a bailiff job, and even by some miracle you were hired, the odds of you being the bailiff in that particular jurisdiction, in that particular courtroom, is astronomical. Ken, it's not even worth discussing.
I'm
mad at you for even bringing it up.
It's unlikely.
You're eating up precious time with your stupid hypotheticals.
It's unlikely, but not zero chance.
All right. So this guy is going to.
What's your name, caller?
It's Peter from Boonton, New Jersey.
Peter from Boonton.
Oh, I thought it was Peter.
Yeah.
Peter, you're going to pledge $10? Or how much are you going to pledge? Because that will determine.
I'll pledge 10 simoleons.
$10. Okay. And Peter, we're going to do a cameo for you. You don't have to record it now, of course. You can. The show is archived. You can play it later and...
I can separate it out if you like, so I can just send you the audio of your recording.
And what would you like? What kind of greeting or salutation would you like from Andy and Ken? Take your time.
Why am I even listening to this program?
Yeah?
Yeah, why?
Well, that's the question only you can answer.
That's as good a salutation as I can think of.
You mean that's what you'd like us to address?
You want us to answer now, that, or?
Do you have an anniversary coming up?
I'm divorced.
Do you have an anniversary of your separation coming up?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, and then is your wife aware that you love our little radio station?
Actually, that's probably not a good idea because my kiddo does listen to it.
That would be a little sensitive.
Oh, so how about we make a message for your kid?
I'd go.
Does he have a birthday coming up?
I'd go, hi, James, your dad loves you.
Hold on, I got to write that down. James.
Hi, James.
And then dad. And then you said something about how you feel about him?
He loves you.
He said love?
Yeah. He said love.
Okay. Hi, James. Oh, so James listens to the show, listens to the station.
Periodically.
So there's going to be a shout-out from dad.
All right, should we
rehearse? And we've pocketed $10. That's $5 each, right, Ken? For you and me? No,
zero each.
Wait, I thought this was going for the station.
Yeah, it's $10.
Oh, no, we always say that. It never does.
It's $10.
If we tell people we're pocketing the money, hardly anyone pledges. We learned that years ago. Ken?
Is this how you're paying for your parking?
No, I'm not paying for parking.
We're not stupid. We're not going to sit here and say the money's going to our big dinner tonight at
do you want to rehearse?
California Pizza Kitchen.
California Pizza Kitchen.
Meet you there with James's money.
Is that your mythical fast food pizza
joint? It's my happy place.
California Pizza Kitchen.
Why don't they call a restaurant? Do you think there's a restaurant chain called The Happy Place?
No, but that's a great name. That really is a great name. Cracker Barrel.
I can't tell you that any Chinese restaurant titled number one Chinese restaurant, avoid it like the plague.
You mean if they say they're number one?
Cracker Barrel should change their name.
If that's the name on the marquee of the restaurant.
To The Happy Place.
No, you can't do better than Cracker Barrel. It has two things. It has two elements that people just love.
Yeah.
Can't get enough of those southern crackers. They're so entertaining. They're so warm. Gregarious.
Biscuits, yeah. The biscuits. I like the biscuits.
And the barrels on the front porch of every
honey.
Restaurant.
Yeah, they're going through a tough time, Cracker Barrel.
Shut up.
My heart is not
You don't know. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. You know the first thing about that Cracker Barrel franchise.
I go to Cracker Barrel four times
Shut
a year.
Shut up.
Way more than you go to Cracker Barrel.
You mean
Barrel.
On your way to Michigan?
Yeah, I stop off at the one in Bloomsbury.
Yeah.
And I stop in the one in Maumee, Ohio.
Listen, I got you. You owe me so much time now. Okay, you owe me 30 seconds for that stupid.
Go out to Ann Arbor?
Yeah. Yep.
When
nobody cares how often, how frequently you go to Cracker Barrel.
Can we rehearse?
Yeah, we have 10 seconds. Okay.
Are we going to rehearse or just
Yeah, hey, James,
do
your
it
dad.
Live.
Well, let's just do it. We got 10 seconds.
Okay, you got to introduce yourself.
Okay. Okay, you tell me when to begin. Are you timing this?
Yeah.
Go.
Okay. I'm going to count down.
Okay. Do I go on one or do you say 3, 2, 1 and
I'm
then go?
I'm going to say 3, 2, 1 and then you go. 3, 2.
Are you going to say go?
No.
So it's going to be 3, 2, 1 and then I start talking.
Right.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yes. Okay.
3.
Hey, James. I'm sorry. Sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. My bad.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, James, it's Andy Breckman and
Ken Friedman
from WFMU. And first off, thanks for listening. But we have something even more important to say today.
That's 10 seconds.
Your dad. So we have your to, dad really loves you, James.
We have to speed it up.
Your dad's really proud of you. Oh, you mean you want to have to do that again?
We have to fit it in 10 seconds.
Okay, let's do it again. Okay, go. Roll.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, James, it's Andy Breckman.
And Ken Friedman.
From WFMU. Thanks for listening. But today we have a very important message from someone very special in your life.
Your dad.
And he loves you.
Done. Perfect.
$10, baby. What are you going to do with your $5?
About 90 minutes before I get home, and then I'm on it.
All right. We'll look for it, Pete from Boonton.
Maybe I'll spend
a whole lot, you guys.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop on the way home at Shake Shack and get a $5 milkshake.
Well,
with my $5.
No, the $10 that Pete from Boonton just gave the station, that's for the station.
Yeah. Wait, what are you writing?
The money.
Hold on. Wait, you're writing something. Hold on.
Why are you crumpling up all this newspaper?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Okay, I got it. Yes, you're right. Everything that's donated now and during the marathon goes directly to the station.
Oh, I get it. You made a lot of paper noise.
No, I get it. No. It's all good.
To make it more...
Ken, I'm with you. I'm on board.
More realistic that you were...
It would be... In fact, my opinion, I can only speak for myself, it would be unethical for either you or I or both of us to split the money and pocket the money.
I agree.
Yes, I agree. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys really worked hard for that $10.
Yeah, we sure did.
We did.
And you didn't even get it.
There's nothing sadder in the world than seeing two men sweating it out for $10. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. $10 that we're never going to personally see.
Right.
It goes to the... Hold on.
It's for the radio station.
Hold on, Ken. Yes, directly to the station.
How can I be sure you're really reading from a piece of paper? It doesn't sound like you're reading from a piece of paper.
Hey, Ken, you and I now have graduated. Now, how did this happen that today you and I were both invited to join Real Cameo?
Yeah, I know. It's really weird.
How did that happen? Somebody must have been monitoring the newsletter.
I think somebody who gets the newsletter must work at Cameo because Andy and I actually applied to get onto Cameo like a year ago and never heard back.
Yeah, well, we didn't make the grade. But today we made the grade. Which leads me to believe their standards have been lowered pretty severely. I understand they're actually going through some hard times financially.
Oh, yeah. They're owned by Cracker Barrel. So it's pretty rough.
Hey, you might have heard, Ken, they're actually a wholly owned subsidiary of Cracker Barrel.
Wait, I thought the actors and writers would be leaning into the Cameo box right now.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Oh, they are.
It's their one source of income. Hold on. So I'm going to apply while I talk to you.
No.
Why
no,
not?
No, because you can't.
Hold on. I have a big decision to make.
No, you can't.
Hold on. He, him, or they? Hold on. They, them. Hold on. He, him, or they, them. What did you say in yours?
I think I said they, them.
He, him, she, her, they, them.
Yeah, go with they, them. Gives you more flexibility.
Yeah, wider net.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yep. Gender is a construct.
But I'm so used to he, him.
No, you can
it's
get
like second nature to me.
Man, you wouldn't believe how much fun it is to be they, them.
It is?
Yeah. It's been great.
Listen, can I say something seriously?
Uh-huh.
Thank you for not being a they, them. It would just, I don't think I could handle it, Kenny.
There's still time.
Kenny, I think I'd have real trouble with it.
Tension
coming in every week.
Fluid.
I think I would just start weeping
That's interesting.
I came over the bridge.
You don't have any trouble French kissing me.
Yeah. At Cracker Barrel. Greatest button in the history of comedy. It never gets old.
Caller, what's your name?
Hey, well, I was just thinking of Andy, like shirtless. You're talking about the French kissing thing.
Yeah, I could do my cameos shirtless.
When he's getting his tattoo.
Yeah, Andy's actually really swole right now.
Yeah, I've lost a little weight. Wait, hold on. My email? I'm doing this, baby.
No, come on. Don't
why?
Do this
Tell
right
me why.
Now. Because we're on the air.
How much are you asking for your cameo thing?
$15.
15 each?
Yeah.
Wait.
I'm going to go. I'm going $14.50.
Go ahead and try.
Yeah. So to get people to cross the street.
I bet you.
Hey, come on over here, kids. Save yourself 50 cents.
I bet you they won't let you put in $14.50.
Oh, it has to be a round number?
I don't know.
Does it have to be increments of five?
I don't know.
What are you going to say? Are you going to do like happy birthdays?
You can't do it right now because you have to take a picture of your driver's license.
Oh, I see. You mean to actually drive.
Yeah, there's all this verification stuff that you have to do. You can't do
And then
it
do you
right
have
now.
To make like a sample to show people?
Yeah, you do. You have to have a greeting.
Hey, it's Andy Breckman from WFMU. I have some terrible news, Timmy. Your dog is dead.
That's an example?
Yeah, it's an example of the kind of cameos I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put in $20.
And then,
hey,
and then
this
I would,
guy wants to put in
and
20
then,
bucks.
Wait a minute. I would wait a few seconds and then say, only kidding, Timmy. Your dog is perfectly fine.
So
go home and play with your dog.
Let's get
See, that'll make Timmy so happy. Because Timmy,
my name's Tim.
This is Tim. Oh, this is.
Wow. Hey, Tim. Tim, I see Tim's pledge right here. Tim from California, right?
Right, right.
Wait, he's getting a $20 cameo.
A 20-second cameo.
Oh, I'm sorry, 20-second cameo.
Yep.
Now, Tim, what kind of greeting would you like?
You guys should make me buy you like champagne bottles or something during this.
I think we should. Now, is this a greeting going out to yourself or to someone in particular?
I wanted Andy to sing.
You wanted me to sing?
I wanted you to sing that you love polka.
That I love polka.
And that you regret ever leading anybody to think that you do otherwise.
It's true. I was a little insensitive.
Yeah.
I should say sharing a microphone with my good friend
Stashu.
No, that's not it.
Yes.
No, the host. The woman who hosts the polka show.
Stashu, DJ Stashu.
Is that her name?
That's her air name.
Oh yeah. I ended up hanging out with her a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want me to sing a little polka? And to declare my...
No, he wants you to sing a song in which you declare your love for polka.
Okay.
And
yes.
In which you also express regret for ever saying otherwise.
Yes.
Then maybe Stashu can put it on our show.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay, can do.
You want me to bring some polka music up? So
yeah, bring some polka music up.
Would that be okay, Tim?
That's great, yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, let me bring up some Frankie Yankovic or something. And then I'm sure you'll be able to sing along to it, no problem, Andy. Because you used to be a professional musician.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were. I know you were because I saw you perform.
Okay, here we go.
Right, I'm ready.
Thanks for thanks for covering for me.
Okay, Tim, this one's for you. Okay, 20 seconds.
Thank you, sir.
Here we go. Okay, ready?
No, I'm not ready.
Oh, just hit play. Just, what do you care what polka song it is?
I just got to the
just
polka.
Just say polka. Just go hit play. It's the play button. It's the big... There it is. Okay.
Oh, hang on a second. I have two things going at once.
It doesn't matter.
Here's a silly kitty. You're dancing right over.
All right. Well, you can't have lyrics. There it is. Oh, okay. Ready?
Okay. Hang on. No, I'm going to.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm going to tell you when you're ready.
Oh, for the love of God.
20 seconds. Are you on a rehearse?
No. Let's just roll. We got a full phone bank.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Go. Hi, this is Andy Breckman, and I have a little song, a little mea culpa I'd like to share with you. I love polka. It's true. I used to not, but now I do. And that one's for Stashu.
Great.
Hey.
Just over 20 seconds.
Okay, that one, the last few seconds were on me, on the house.
Thank you,
little
sir.
Gift from me. It'll count as your birthday gift. Okay, brother.
Thanks, Tim.
Bye.
When in doubt, if you don't know if someone's a black guy or a white guy, just call him brother.
Uh-huh.
It works for everyone.
You called that guy brother because he sounded white.
Just play it safe. Just say brother.
Yeah.
Thanks, brother.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, brother can be anybody. It can be anybody who you feel brotherly towards.
Except if they are them. Then you say brothers.
Oh, yeah. What do you do about that? Jeez, you're right. That is a
thanks,
dilemma.
Guys. You say thanks, guys.
No, guys is gendered.
You mean they, them? Oh, I see.
Yeah. They, them is non-gendered. So you say... You can say, thanks, everybody. That's a non-gendered way of...
When you're just one-on-one with someone?
Yeah, thanks, peeps.
You mean if you're one-on-one with someone who's peeps. A they-them, you say, thanks, everybody.
Yep. Well, they-them is a plural, too. You're making fun of the fact that everybody's plural. But in the English language, the only non-gendered alternatives we have in terms of pronouns like that are plurals. It's not the same in other languages. You owe me $5.
For what?
For not telling you the longer version of that story.
Okay. Done and done. Hold on.
I know how the game works.
Yeah. First off, thank you. On behalf of a grateful nation.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, can't believe I got through, Kennedy.
Hey, it's Zachary.
Hey, Zach.
Hey. How's it going?
And Zachary, I see, has paid for a little cameo message from us.
Yeah.
A 20-second job.
20-second job.
20-second job.
That's our specialty. We can deliver a lot of news in 20 seconds. Zach, what kind of cameo can we do for you?
Well, it'd be great if you could do some like a little pep encouragement talk from a parent to our kids about. I know something that you all struggled with as parents on eating, why they should have a concerted effort on eating their meals.
Oh, I see. They're not finishing. Fashion, they're not finishing their meals.
Not getting up from the table.
Yeah.
So they're not eating. Sort
of, we were just struggling just now, Emmeline. It was taking a while to get done. She just finished.
Emmeline. So this is a little talk. You know, see, Emmeline looks up to you and me, Ken. We're like her surrogate dads, her role models.
Oh yeah, no, definitely.
And who else besides Emmeline, Zachary?
Emmeline and Hieronymus. So.
Okay, and I don't understand the problem. They're taking too long to eat?
Yeah, they're kids.
They don't finish the meal in time.
Yeah, they're kids. They just sit there. They pick at their food.
Okay, so we want to encourage them to eat faster.
Well, okay. we want to eat
at a reasonable pace. And why that's a good thing. You know, being done.
Well, you're asking a lot in 20 seconds.
Okay, I know how to get through to them.
No, I've never been more scared in my life. Okay, let's do it. You want to take the lead on this one?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Sounds good. Okay. Three, two, one. Hi, Emmeline and Hieronymus. This is Ken Friedman from WFMU.
And Andy Brackman. And we're very, very famous, or at least more famous than your dad. So we know a little bit about the world.
Yes. And we know that the faster you eat, the more popular you end up at school, the more friends you have, and in general, just the more popular you'll be. Okay, we're over time. We have to redo that.
No, I think it's perfect.
Well, we have to do it again.
Why?
That was too long.
I'm not doing that again.
Okay. Is it okay it went to 21 seconds, Zachary?
We'll accept the extra second. We'll donate again.
That few seconds is on us.
Okay. That's how it works. Thanks, Zachary.
All right, thank you.
I think they'll be set for life now. They'll be fast eaters like me.
Now, is that true about the faster you eat, the more popular you are?
Absolutely. You must have been a really slow eater. I know you were kind of an outcast.
Well, I went a different route.
In high school.
I was not a fast eater, but I made a lot of money. That's also a quick way, a shortcut to become popular.
In high school, you made a lot of money?
I didn't make a lot of money in high school, no.
No.
I didn't do that. No.
Yeah, you waited.
Yeah, I waited.
Yeah.
In high school, I decided to wait. Wait for everything.
Good to make a lot of money and then go and re-enroll in high school.
Oh, my God. That would be the dream.
Do it the right way.
That would be the dream. People. To go back to high school as a rich guy, as a rich dude. That would be the dream.
There's so many cases of that.
Beverly, I make a very sweet living.
Of people who go back to adults who re-enroll in high school. Wow.
You mean young-looking adults?
Yeah.
That to move to a new town?
Yep, there have been so many cases of that.
And what is the advantage of that?
I don't know.
I think you could get
laid. I don't know.
I would say you could finally ace that grammar test.
I don't think you could. I bet you academically you'd struggle as an adult going back.
It must be people like almost everyone. They were frustrated in high school.
Yeah.
They felt they blew it.
Exactly.
They wanted a mulligan.
They didn't eat fast enough. Now they
wanted to be popular.
Yeah.
They have another shot at being popular.
Hey, the phone banks were full, but now they're empty.
Oh, let me apply to Cameo.
201-209-9368 is the phone number. We're asking for $1 a second for a bespoke Cameo-like message for you.
Okay, so Cameo, get paid to connect with fans. Okay, record personalized videos from your phone and start earning. Join us as talent.
You're really at risk here.
Why?
On Cameo, unlike me.
Tell me why.
because I get emails for you from the WFMU website because you don't want to have your actual email on our site.
But emails from you aren't accompanied with a check. This is money.
Right.
Kent, do the math. Let's say I make $20 for a cameo, right? 10-second cameo. Hold on, let's just do the math.
But here's
they take 25%.
Okay.
Okay. So now what is it? So now I have $16, right?
Okay.
Okay. Uncle Sam takes half. So that's $8. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I make $8, 10-second cameo. There's 60 seconds every minute, right?
Uh-huh.
That's eight.
Six.
Times six.
You make six.
How much is that?
Six of them.
Eight
a minute.
Times six.
48.
48. $48 a minute. Hold on. I'm not done.
48.
Hold on, Ken. Yeah. Okay. I'm just getting started. That's $48 a minute.
Right.
Okay. How many minutes in an hour?
60.
Okay. Hold on. That's $2,880 an hour. Hold on. I could do this for 10 hours a day. 12 hours a day. Why not really commit myself to this?
Yeah.
Hold on. That's $34,000 a day.
Right.
A day, Ken. A day.
Yeah.
I'll take Sundays off. I'll do 6 days a week.
You're making a lot.
This is a week. This is a week, Ken. Mm-hmm. $207,000.
Yeah, you're
okay, Ken. Yeah, now ask me why am I doing it?
Yeah, you're.
Yeah, what am I? What am I at risk? $207,000 a week.
You're making a lot of assumptions here.
Like what?
That you're going to have all this work to do.
What are you talking about?
The fans.
I can do a cameo every 10 seconds.
Yeah, but the fans have to desire that.
What?
There has to be. There has to be the...
That's a week. Hold on. Yeah. 52 weeks a year. Hold on, Ken.
Yeah, how much would...
Look at that. Look at that number. Okay, wow. That's after taxes.
$10
million. $10,780,000.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah, go ahead. Now, what were you saying, Ken? You had something to say?
I was going to say you're at
go
risk.
Go ahead. Yeah. Well, how am I at risk? By the way, you can refer to me as the $10 million man when you talk to me.
In the event that you actually...
A year times, let's say I do it. Okay, let's say I do this for 75 years. Hold on.
Hi, you're on the air.
It's $1 billion.
Hi, who's this?
Dylan. Hi.
Hi, Dylan.
Hey, Dylan.
I'm going to throw a 20.
Oh, what am I doing here? I'm going to make $1 billion on Cameo. Okay. Dylan, did you pledge money?
Yeah, I mean, I'm working on that. But I was going to pledge for 20 for 20 seconds of the chorus to Islands in the Stream.
Okay.
I don't know that song.
By Andy.
Islands in the Stream?
I
think it'd be like a duet.
Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers or something.
I'm afraid I don't know that song.
You know it. The Bee Gees wrote it. Yeah, you know it.
I just don't know it.
I'll bring up the lyrics. Okay.
Did the Turtles ever cover it?
No.
Well, then how am I supposed to know it?
Hmm. We could start on the chorus.
What is
here.
The chorus?
Islands in the Stream. That is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong?
Okay, we can't take your money.
It wouldn't be
ethical. No, keep your money. Thanks for calling. That's not going to happen.
You don't want to sing
that? That was too sad.
With me?
No, I don't know that song.
You know that song.
I know turtle songs.
You know this song. You've heard this.
Come along.
You're not getting rid of Dylan. He really wants to.
Dylan, do you have a second choice? I don't know that song because it's stupid.
Any duet, I guess, would be great. 20 seconds.
Okay, 20-second duet.
Of what?
I don't know. Baby, It's Cold Outside. You ready for Baby, It's Cold Outside? Let's introduce ourselves. You don't need the lyrics to Baby, It's Cold Outside. All you have to do is say, "I want to go home." That's all you have to do. That's your line.
Okay.
Okay. And then, hit. Okay.
He's gone. Dylan's gone.
I know. Okay, so here we go.
You drove
20
him
seconds.
Away.
20 seconds. Ready?
Right.
Baby, It's Cold Outside. This is for a $20 pledge from Dylan. Ready?
Three, two, one.
Hi, this is Andy Breckman from WFMU.
And Ken Friedman from WFMU.
And we'd like to share a little musical moment with you. I think you ought to stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I think I want to go home.
Baby, it's cold outside. No, you got it all backwards.
Oh, yeah, I do have it all backwards. Get away from the door.
Done.
I'm calling the police.
Done.
Okay.
Extra 4 seconds there.
So we're doing personalized, customized cameos just for you. All you have to do is pledge a few dollars.
And what I was going to tell you is that in the rare event that you do get people wanting your cameo,
yes,
it's going to be very similar to the emails that I receive for you.
You mean I'm going to find them intrusive?
It's mostly Monk fans, mostly very lonely Monk fans.
Yeah, well, for 20 seconds, they won't be as lonely, yeah, will they?
Yeah, so they're going to ask you a question, and they're going to want you to answer it.
No one cares about the writer.
No one's
going to call.
I get a lot of these.
You do?
Yeah.
I know. I get letters, too.
But
they don't want to see me on camera or on their phone. They want the cast members.
They want the info. They just want the info.
Oh, they're going to be asking questions.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is a way to force you to answer a question.
Hey, maybe I should charge. What if I charge $100? Do you think anyone would do it?
I think some of these people would, to be honest. I do.
Wait. Give me a number. What's the most I can charge on real life grown-up cameo?
Why don't you start low and get higher and higher as you...
If there's any demand?
Yeah. Why put it up to 100? Put it, start at 15 and work your way up.
I guess I'll begin with, sorry to hear about how lonely you are. My friend Ken was going on and on about how lonely you must be.
And then go into the dead dog thing?
Yeah. I have some terrible news for you. We had to put your dog down. While you were pledging money to Cameo, while you were putting in your credit card, your dog got sick and we put him down. Just kidding. Your dog's fine. Thank you. This has been Andy Breckman. How that?
Man, that was great.
Yeah. Little emotional yo-yo.
That was a good one.
I bring him down. I bring him back up.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, honey.
Oh, God. Hey, honey. Hey, Bethy.
Hi, Beth.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for a wonderful time at the lake.
Sure.
Well, yeah, Beth got to go to your lake, and she swam the lake.
Yep.
And then she came back.
Yeah.
I was scared for a minute.
Well, Ken followed me, which was really good.
I was scared you weren't coming back, honey. I was scared while you were swimming away from me, you were sobering up. You were reappraising our entire relationship. Okay, now what can we do for you, Bethy?
Well, Molly's bags are packed. She's ready to go.
Okay.
So I figured you guys could wish her well in college.
Well, you have to pledge money, honey.
I'll pledge. Okay, $10, right?
Well, $10 would buy you 10 seconds.
A 10-second message.
Okay, $20.
That's a reasonable message.
Yeah, I've raised Molly for 18 years. I think 10 seconds is all you need.
Okay. No,
20? No, I think Beth is going to spring for a 20-second message.
20-second message,
yeah.
Okay.
Do you think you can you tread water for that long, wishing your daughter well?
Yeah.
Andy, 20
I
seconds.
I think I can.
All right.
Okay, so we'll wait for Beth to, I don't trust this woman for a second. We'll wait for her to pledge the money.
Can we go on the website and pledge right now?
Yes.
Yeah. I see we got Dylan's money.
Okay, well, when we have your money, we'll record a message for my daughter who's going to college.
It's really your money anyway, Andy, right?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah, so since it's Andy's money, Beth, you might as well pledge more.
No. Oh, Ken, that's the Cracker Barrel. That's the kind of humor we love, sitting on the porch of the Cracker Barrel.
Hey, Ken, will you sing Stairway to Heaven for Molly?
Yeah, sure.
That's a long song.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
That's $100 worth of a pledge.
No, honey, just pledge $10. Look, my advice to Molly is very short. I could do my advice to Molly in 5 seconds.
I'm still pledging $20.
So. Okay, but here's my advice to Molly.
Okay.
Hang on. 3, 2,
yeah.
1.
Hey, honey, it's your dad on the air, WFMU, and your Uncle Ken.
Hi, Molly.
And we love you. We want to wish you well. We want to say we're proud of you. And I
love you more.
Ken loves you more, but not much more. And we want to, I want to give you a piece of advice. It's very short. It's just 3 words, easy to remember. You don't even have to write it down. Marry for money.
That was 25 seconds.
It's all right. She deserves it.
So that's $25.
No, it doesn't work like that. It's not the longer we talk, the more you owe.
Wait, shouldn't Ken say something?
Ken.
It's over.
It's over, honey. That's all you get.
Andy didn't let me get a word in edgewise.
Marry for money. That's so sad.
Yeah, that is sad, isn't it?
That's sad? Wait, yeah. Beth, you hypocrite. Beth, you think that's sad? Beth Landau. Beth Landau doesn't agree with that advice.
Funny.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Oh, you sound just like my wife, Beth Landau.
Oh, yeah.
She would never say that sounded sad, like sad advice.
Sad advice. All right, love you. I'll see you when you get home.
Yeah,
bye,
I'm sure you
bye,
will.
Bye, Beth.
You'll recognize me right away when I get home.
But Beth loves you.
She does love me.
Yeah, so she didn't just marry for money.
No, but money is what attracted her, but she has grown to love me.
Ah, it was one of those things.
Same with you.
Like Robert De Niro and Sharon Stone in Casino, whatever.
Exactly, Ken.
Yeah.
Like Sharon Stone and Robert De Niro in Casino.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Murphy.
Hey, Murphy, how you doing?
This is my impression
of
Ken.
Good.
I hate Andy. And then March comes around. Oh, Andy's okay.
I don't know how to send. I'm going to send it. I'm good for the money. I'll send $100 if you sing a short version of Happy Birthday to Simone. The short, you know.
Okay, well, we'll wait for the $100. We need.
I know, but I don't know how to do it.
Okay, it's very easy. It's WFMU.org.
WFMU.org/donate.
Start it up, Ken. You know I'm good for the money, man.
I don't know if you're good for the money.
No, I know he is good for the
money.
Who
is this guy?
Ken,
it's Murphy.
Ken, Andy, you're the skeptic.
Murphy has $100 to throw around like that?
Yes.
Murphy?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Since when?
You used to play tetherball against Murphy's son, Arnon.
Oh, Murphy's a dad?
Yeah.
He has
a
family?
I'm a grandfather and a dad.
Arnon.
Well, if he's
Arnon's
a grandfather, I guess we can trust him.
I have five families in four different continents, like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you need a computer program
to
keep track.
Happy birthday to Simone in Madrid, and the 100th on the way.
Okay. Happy birthday to Simone in Madrid.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks, Murphy.
Okay. So we should sing it in Spanish.
Okay.
Find happy birthday in Spanish.
Okay.
Okay. And this can be 100 seconds. We have over a minute and a half here.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, 1:40.
Okay. Do you have the lyrics in Spanish?
I need the lyrics. Yeah, happy birthday lyrics in Spanish.
Oh, for the love of crackers.
It just told me how to say happy birthday. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
You have it?
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're going to have no problem. Which version of Spanish? I guess we should do...
Well, whichever one is...
Spain. They're in Madrid, so we've got to hit.
Well, whichever
hit,
one is
Spain.
Just, whichever one is like spelled out.
Feliz.
Hold on, where are you?
Cumpleaños feliz.
Hold on, okay.
Te
deseamos. Is there any way to make it larger? Is there any way to
make
that? Okay, make it larger. I can't read it. Okay, I'm ready.
Hang on, give me a second. Here.
Okay. How do you pronounce that first word?
Cumpleaños.
How do you pronounce that second word?
Feliz.
How do you pronounce Simone?
Simone.
Simone.
You said it. Yeah.
That's correct. Okay, ready?
I'm trying to make it bigger.
No, you just do that up there. Just do that.
Where?
Right, and then upper there, and then it says size.
I don't have a size.
Oh, for the love of God.
Oh, there we go. Zoom.
Yeah,
there we go.
Up. Okay, ready?
Hang on.
I'm ready. Okay, so let's start the clock.
Okay.
This one is for Murphy.
Right, and we have a minute 40.
Okay, make it count, Ken. Really focus now.
Okay.
Okay?
Take it seriously. I can sing it.
No, this guy coughed up $100.
Right, I'll sing it.
Okay,
and
will
then,
you just take
and
it seriously?
And then you make
for
some singers.
For once in your life, just focus on what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Fine.
Okay.
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, cool. Simone. This is Uncle Andy from WFMU.
And Ken Friedman from WFMU.
And your dad is thinking of you, and he wanted us to relay a very special message.
Cumpleaños feliz, cumpleaños feliz, te deseamos, Simone. Cumpleaños feliz.
And that means, very roughly translated, in case you haven't been in Spain long enough to know, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
dear
Simone.
Simone?
No, there was no dear in it. But
there's no dear in it. I added that
just
in the translation.
Happy birthday, Simone.
It's a loose translation.
Yeah.
And then it goes again, happy birthday to you. And that's, it's from your dad, but it's also from Andy and Ken.
Yeah. And you're on the radio right now, Simone.
The end. That's all your dad paid for.
Well, he paid for another 38 seconds, actually.
He did?
Yeah.
Your dad loves you that much, Simone. You know how much your dad loves you? A lot of times kids don't know how much their parents love them, but I can tell you exactly how much your dad loves you. He loves you $100 worth.
We could sing it again. And
we could,
fact,
but we're not going
I
to.
I will sing it again unless you give me $5.
Okay, I'll give you $5. Simone, you can play this over and over. Okay, here's another
I'd be happy to sing it again for Simone, though.
Here's $3.
I've been studying Spanish.
I pay Ken every week.
Oh, that's not $5. That's only $3.
I pay Ken every week in shut-up money.
Cumpleaños.
No. Ken, seriously. Here.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Simone. That's it. Done. 1:40.
Yeah, she'll treasure that.
Whew. All right. We have another 10 minutes of recording your little bespoke.
Hey, I'm excited about my real-life cameo.
Yeah, me
what
too.
What do you think people are going to want me to say?
They're going to ask you to answer questions about Monk. You know, like
I think they're going to know me from this show more than Monk.
I don't know.
Not everybody Hello? Hates this show. Hey, is this Pam?
It is.
Hi,
wow.
Pam. Wow, Andy. Yeah. Damn.
Oh my God.
Well, it's so easy.
It's down in my diary.
Well, it's just a matter of elimination. If it's not my wife Beth, it's Pam.
Beth already called it.
Yeah, Beth already called. So I checked her off the list. And the other name on the list was Pam.
Okay.
So Pam, do you want a bespoke message?
I do. I don't what I would like you to do is record a station ID for KFJC.
Oh, sure. Ah. KF, say the call letters again.
KF.
Well, I have to give you the, Ken, as you know, there's a certain thing you have to say.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't have to be a top of the hour.
No, yeah, give us the full thing with Foothills College and everything.
Broadcasting from Foothills College, this is KFJC Los Altos Hills.
California.
No, you don't have to say that.
You don't have to say
that.
But
we want to.
No, but everyone assumes it's California.
It's fine. You can say it. As long as you have those words in it.
Let me say California. Let me say it.
Okay.
Okay.
Broadcasting from Foothills College.
Foothill, not Foothills.
Just, oh, one foothill.
Yep.
Yeah, oh, I thought you guys had multiple foothills. Okay.
No.
No, they can't afford.
KFJC, Los Altos Hills.
Okay.
And tell me how many seconds and I'll send the money.
Well, okay.
All right.
Well,
no,
that's not how it works.
Oh,
man,
this works otherwise, so much better.
No, otherwise we'll drone on and on just to milk you
everybody's,
for money.
Everybody's coming
that's
through
fine,
with the
Andy,
money.
That's fine, Andy. You paid me money to call the show, so I'll pay it back.
Did you write it down? Or I have it written down.
What, the call letters?
The legal ID for her radio station.
It's KFAC?
No.
KFJC. What is it?
I have it written down
okay,
here.
Okay, well, what is it?
It's broadcasting from Foothill College.
But what are the call letters?
I'm getting to that.
Go ahead.
The whole thing that we're supposed
go
to
ahead.
Say.
Go ahead. Just say it. Go. Just talk.
Is the part I said.
Go ahead. Talk.
And now the new part.
Go ahead.
Except for what I'm saying now. This
I
is,
got you. Go
this
ahead.
This is not part
just
of it.
Just keep talking.
KFJC.
KFJC.
Yeah. KF like Ken Friedman.
Yeah.
You know, they named it after
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
JC like Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
KFJC.
Yeah.
Los Altos Hills. California.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so ready to go.
Can you do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe in you, Andy.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Hi. I don't know how it happened, but you are listening to KFJC.
Los Altos Hills, broadcasting from Foothill College.
I believe they only have one hill. It's Foothill.
I know. I used to think they had multiple foothills, but I was wrong.
Maybe they'll save up. Maybe they'll find some money, and they'll buy themselves another foothill.
No, probably not. I don't think there's any foothills available. Done.
Perfect.
Thank you. How much is it?
That was, that was 30
that
seconds.
Was, that was 410 seconds,
that
wasn't
was,
it?
No, 30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds.
So $30. Okay. Sorry,
$30.
Pam.
Hopefully it wasn't.
Hey, why don't we do this during the marathon? Can we do this during the marathon?
Oh, by the way, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. I have to do that because we just did another station.
Oh, I just did a bogus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't do it actually correct. Well.
Oh, can I do it? Yeah. I agree. We didn't do it the way she asked for it.
You mean it has to be legally,
okay,
it has to be very precise.
I'm asking you as a radio person, does it matter that it's a tiny bit off?
No, I don't think so, because I think we had KFJC Los Altos Hills, California. That's the main part.
Got it. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll send you $30.
Woo!
All right. Thank you, Pam.
Wait, Ken, why don't we do this during the marathon?
Because this is not a good fundraising idea.
It is a good fundraiser.
No, it's not.
We've made over $70.
Yeah, you know how much we usually make?
More than 70?
During the marathon?
More than 70?
Yeah, a bit more than 70. Yeah.
You know what you should have done, Ken, in hindsight?
What?
Married for money.
That's just such an awful, awful thing to say to your
daughter. No, don't say that. Beth is listening.
Yeah.
That's insulting to Beth. It's a fine way to get ahead in life. It's a legitimate avenue.
Yeah. No, I know. Lots of people do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the oldest stories in the book.
It probably is the oldest story in the book.
Yeah.
And, well, in a specific book.
Yeah, it depends which book.
In the book called Marry for Money.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Good afternoon. This is Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy. We see Jeremy has paid. Jeremy from Virginia.
Okay, how much of a pledge?
A 20-second message.
We can do that. We're good for that. Jeremy, who are we delivering your message to?
I was hoping you could deliver it to my daughter, Summer. She had a bit of a down day. She's trying to figure out what she wants to do with her life.
And oh, baby.
Only made a few dollars and spent it on a sub from Potbelly's today. So I was hoping you could give her an encouraging word and maybe also advise her to keep away from internet gambling.
Yes.
Wait, how old is Summer?
18.
Okay, so she's been dabbling online. She's been playing poker?
No, I think it was very low risk. I just wondered, I think just maybe you could give her a word of a warning from your own experience.
That's true.
Andy has a serious gambling problem.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Andy can really speak from experience.
Okay, ready to go.
Okay, hang on, Jeremy. You can stay on the line while we do this. 3, 2, 1.
Hi, Summer. This is Andy Breckman from WFMU.
And his partner, Ken Friedman. And, you know, Andy almost destroyed his life with his gambling problem.
That's right. So your dad is a little worried about you. Your dad wants you to know he loves you. And you're in his heart all the time, 24/7.
I love you more, Summer.
I love you between your dad and Ken. I fall right in the middle. And I want to give you a little advice about gambling online.
The Martingale method.
Based on my experience, bet red, Summer. It always comes up red. You'll never lose betting on red.
Comes up black sometimes.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay, wait. I have to amend that. Be very careful about betting on red. Ken just made a very good point.
Done. We went way over time. Is that okay that we went over time, Jeremy?
Yes, I'll let it go this time. Okay. Thank you guys very much.
Oh, right, sure. Our pleasure. Good luck with Summer.
Yeah, how is that modified Martingale method going for you, by the way?
I'm very, very, very close to breaking even. Thank you very much.
That's you were way up the
list. I'm fighting my way back to the surface, back to sea level. I can't wait to get to sea level. Oh, that must be beautiful. The view from sea level must be gorgeous.
Yeah,
I'm glad I can amuse you, Ken.
Yeah, there's light at sea level.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, I'm like,
why do I do this? Why am I here? Hey, do you want to talk about the puppet?
Yes, we're still looking for a few more puppet acts.
What's our date?
September 1st is the application deadline. We're doing the puppet show, the Puppet Slam. It's an adult puppet show. October 28th at Monty Hall.
If you're a performer that works with puppets, or you know of a performer that works with puppets,
yeah, then email me at ken@wfmu.org. We're looking for 5 to 7 minute long puppet acts of any type of puppetry.
We're going to do a real show at Monty Hall here.
Yeah, and we're not talking about little kid. We're not talking about little kids puppets. It's a puppet slam.
Yeah.
So it's adult puppetry for adults.
So wait, does that mean we can't record it and broadcast it? Probably not.
We could. We could maybe edit it down. You want to do the editing?
No, I don't want to do the editing.
Yeah.
Because that involves work.
Right.
Are you going to be doing a puppet show of any kind?
No. Are you? You have a ventriloquism act.
Maybe I'll do my ventriloquism act.
Yeah.
I'm a little rusty.
You're
Rusty's a good name for my little ventriloquism doll.
Oh, did your old dummy Simon, did he decay and die?
Yeah, I can't wait for you to meet Rusty.
We used to have a mascot named Rusty.
I don't care.
It'll cost you $5.
Damn it. Damn it. Oh, you're good. Oh, you're good. You start one of these horrible anecdotes, and then you hit me up for $5.
I don't see the $5 anytime.
Hey, maybe we should have listeners do that exact same thing next week. If it's an anecdote I don't want to hear, I can send them $5. That's great.
No.
I'll PayPal them $5.
No. Then what's the show? You just insulting every person who calls and saying that you'd rather...
No, if there are some anecdotes, if there are some stories that I can bear listening to...
I see.
I won't... they won't ring that bell.
So they have
they
to
don't get their money.
They have to give you the short version, and then you decide...
They have to just start a story. Believe me, my spider sense will tell me if it's going to be horrific or
not. I see. So they don't give you... They don't give you a... the postage stamp size version, they just jump right in.
They start a story.
I see.
And then if it's going to be agony,
okay,
I'll send them $5 to abort.
All right.
That's not a bad show.
Nah, that's a pretty bad show.
It is?
Yeah.
That's what we do. That's our trademark.
We've done some good shows.
We've done some bad shows, but when was the last time we did a pretty bad show?
The Kinks or the Who went over very big. People seem to really like that.
They did?
Yes.
Well, then what the hell are we doing here? Why do we even bother? If they like that, if they like last week's show, what the hell are we doing?
They liked it, but they also acknowledged that they couldn't really bear to listen to it most of the time.
There you go.
So there you go.
That's how we roll.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremiah, for another great job with the newsletter. And stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Do or DIY with people like us. Andy, break my man. Andy, break my man. All the sun will go as planned. Because he loves his fans.
kriegst noch Licht. Fühlst du meine Nähe? Doch sehen. Kannst du mich nicht bei dir? Ist noch Licht.
Pump, 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 pump